I invite you to be with me now in a spirit of prayer. God of peace, as we ponder and celebrate the gift that was and is Mary, give us hearts and ears to hear. And may your wisdom and word be in the midst of my words. Amen. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Except for Mary's first words to the angel Gabriel, as we read in our passage today from the Gospel of Luke, weren't the calm words of acceptance, let it be. That will come later. But rather, the surprised, questioning words of, how can this be? Which, I might add, is the very mild version of what most of us would say if an angel came and told us news akin to the news that he told to Mary. How can this be? The Message translation has Mary responding to Gabriel's announcement with a simple, but how? I know it doesn't sound quite as holy and pious as let it be, but there is still profound wisdom in these words too. We can find as much comfort, as much inspiration, as much integrity in Mary's shock, in her surprise, her questioning, as we do in her acceptance. We can find as much faith in her, come again, in her, excuse me, what? In her, how can this be? As we do in her eventual, here am I, let it be. We Protestants don't spend a lot of time with Mary, which makes me a bit sad, because she quite literally birthed all of this. Whenever this passage of scripture comes up in the lectionary, I realize how little I know about Mary as a woman, as a mother, as a deeply devoted follower of God. And the truth is, no one really knows very much about Mary, neither from the gospel record or from other historical accounts. But I think it's safe to say, based on what we do know, that if Jesus reflected anything of his mother, it was her bold willingness to get real with God, to offer her doubt, her confusion, her confidence, her faith, her life, her body, and her soul to her Creator. She had the opportunity to carry, deliver, nurture, and shape the baby who would become the Messiah. Rarely do I take time to think about how she must have been feeling in the midst of all of it, but particularly in the midst of her encounter with Angel Gabriel. Rarely do I take time to feel the weight of the call that God had placed on her heart and on her life. Was she scared about the future? Was she excited? Was she worried? Was she proud? My sense is that she felt and owned all of that and more. How did we get here? I imagine her asking. What is happening? How can God allow this? What will happen? How will this unfold? How can this be? And still, she said, yes. If you've ever been in the position of recruiting volunteers or finding the best person for a particular job, you know the joy of hearing a yes. And if you've ever been the one being recruited or finding yourself raising your hand and throwing your hat in the ring, then you know the exciting, anxiety-producing leap of saying yes. Saying yes is risky. It is full of fear and worry and excitement and pride. A yes is full of unknown. And even if we ask for clarification or we sign a contract with all the details spelled out, we really never know what we're saying yes to. Don't get me wrong, I love when people say yes. I love saying yes. But I must admit that I'm always a bit suspicious when the yes comes too soon, because it usually means that that yes is actually more like a maybe, because the person isn't really paying attention or thinking things through or truly committing. I like when people ask me questions. when they want more information, when they wonder why I chose them. I think that's why I'm drawn to Mary's perplexed response. How can this be? Because, yeah, how can this be? That's real. And I believe God shows up in very real ways when we dare to be real, too. Mary is a pretty regular, rule-following young woman, somewhere between the ages of 13 and 15, engaged to a pretty religious, rule-following guy, and not to mention she's a virgin. An immediate yes would have seemed, well, hard to believe. Mary is revered for being faithful and obedient, with very good reason. But we need that little, wait, what? Just to remind us that she is also so very human. I know Mary didn't say, let me take a day and check my calendar and I'll get back to you. But even that brief pause of questioning makes her yes feel more real. It makes her here I am and her let it be with me even more wise and even more profound and even more faith-filled. She knew and acknowledged that she didn't have any idea what she was getting into, and she said yes anyway, not hastily, but thoughtfully. Mary's yes didn't mean that she was clear about what would unfold, or what it all meant, or how her body and heart and soul would grow and change because of this child. But what her yes did mean is that she was up for living into being that blessed woman among women that Elizabeth calls her. From our perspective, it's a little bit easier to see how Mary was the blessed or blessed one. Mother of Jesus, a saint prayed to and inspired by. But I wonder how blessed Mary felt at the time we meet her with the angel in our passage today. A young, unwed mother in a small town, soon to be the subject of the gossip hotline, plans upended, dreams suspended, lives changed forever, and yet still the blessed one. We've talked about it before, and you know I don't always love the way the word blessed and blessing is used, because so often we use it to describe getting what we want, or what fits perfectly into our plans and the way we see ourselves and our lives. In which case, Mary was anything but blessed. But as I've shared with you before, making a conscious effort to redefine what it means to be blessed, to mean an undeniable encounter with God, changes everything. So yes, Mary is indeed blessed. Not because everything was awesome or going exactly as she had planned, not because things were lining up and making perfect sense and she had a well-thought-out 5-year plan ahead of her, but because I think being chosen to carry and birth God's Son into the world definitely counts as an undeniable encounter with God. Mary's yes is blessed. That yes she gave was fierce and bold and risky and selfless, even if filled with questions and unknown and some doubt and some confusion, and maybe even some disappointment. I think Mary deserves our attention and our admiration because in her, we see what being blessed by God really looks like. It means seeing God in the world and trusting that God is at work even in things we can't see or understand or imagine. It means saying, God, I'm yours. Let's do this. Author and pastor Reverend Nadia Boltz-Weber says it this way. She didn't say yes because she thought by doing so God was going to shower her with cash and prizes. No, she got something I really struggle to understand, that getting a blessing is not the same as getting a present. She said yes not based on the expectations of things being awesome for her, but based on the expectation that God can create something out of nothing. To be a people marked by the faith of Mary is to be a people who say, okay, I don't understand what's going on, and I know that my life isn't going to end up looking like one I would choose out of a catalog, but I trust that God is at work in all of it. Blessedness is not being used for God's purpose. Blessedness is being used for God's purpose more than it is getting what I want or things being easy. To experience Christmas, she says, is to trust that God can do this thing again. God can again be born in me, in you, in this broken mess of a gorgeous world. This Christmas feels different. It is different. I know it, you know it, we all feel it. And I would be lying if I said I haven't looked around in recent days, okay, recent months, and said to myself, how can this be? We look at all the changes, all the canceling of plans, all the isolation and distance between us, all the limits being reached, all the illness and loss and unknown, and we think, Christmas? But how? Hope, love, joy, peace? How can this be? How did we get here? What is happening? How can God allow this? What will happen? How will this unfold? How can this be? And you know what? That's real. Just like it was when Mary said it. But God shows up in very real ways when we dare to be real too. And still, we say yes. This Christmas will be a blessed one. Not because things went to plan, not because it was easy or comfortable, not because all of our expectations were met, and certainly not because this Christmas, or this year for that matter, is going to end up looking like one we would choose out of a catalog. But because when we say yes to Christmas, when we say, let it be, to Christ coming to be with and among us, we profess what we believe, that God is at work in all of it, that God can and will once again create something out of nothing. To experience Christmas is to trust that God can and will be born in me, in you, in this broken mess of a gorgeous world. May the God through whom and with whom nothing is impossible help you to call upon and maybe even cultivate for yourself the faith of Mother Mary, who is still coming to us, still speaking words of wisdom in this time of trouble. May we bring our how can this be's and say a fierce and timid and quiet and confident and blessed yes to God with and within. Amen.